3. The Seven Absolutes of Infinity. The seven prime relationships within the I Am eternalize as the seven absolutes of infinity. But though we may portray reality origins and infinity differentiation by a sequential narrative, in fact all seven absolutes are unqualifiedly and coordinately eternal. It may be necessary for mortal minds to conceive of their beginnings, but always should this conception be overshadowed by the realization that the seven absolutes had no beginning. They are eternal, and as such have always been. The seven absolutes are the premise of reality. They have been described in these papers as follows. 1. The first source and center. First person of deity and primal non-deity pattern. God, the universal Father, creator, controller, and upholder. Universal love, eternal spirit, and infinite energy. Potential of all potentials and source of all actuals. Stability of all statics and dynamism of all change. Source of pattern and father of persons. Collectively, all seven absolutes equivalate to infinity, but the universal Father himself actually is infinite. 2. The second source and center. Second person of deity, the eternal and original Son. The absolute personality realities of the I Am and the basis for the realization revelation of I Am personality. No personality can hope to attain the universal Father except through his eternal Son. Neither can personality attain to spirit levels of existence apart from the action and aid of this absolute pattern for all personalities. In the second source and center, spirit is unqualified, while personality is absolute. 3. The Paradise Source and Center. Second non-deity pattern, the eternal Isle of Paradise, the basis for the realization revelation of I Am Force, and the foundation for the establishment of gravity control throughout the universes. Regarding all actualized, non-spiritual, impersonal, and non-volitional reality, paradise is the absolute of patterns. Just as spirit energy is related to the universal Father through the absolute personality of the Mother's Son, so is all cosmic energy grasped in the gravity control of the first source and center through the absolute pattern of the Paradise Isle. Paradise is not in space. Space exists relative to paradise, and the chronicity of motion is determined through paradise relationship. The eternal Isle is absolutely at rest. All other organized and organizing energy is in eternal motion. In all space, only the presence of the unqualified absolute is quiescent, and the unqualified is coordinate with paradise. Paradise exists at the focus of space. The unqualified pervades it, and all relative existence has its being within this domain. 4. The third source and center. Third person of deity, the conjoint actor, infinite integrator of paradise cosmic energies with the spirit energies of the eternal Son, perfect coordinator of the motives of will and the mechanics of force, unifier of all actual and actualizing reality. Through the ministrations of his manifold children, the infinite spirit reveals the mercy of the eternal Son, while at the same time functioning as the infinite manipulator, forever weaving the pattern of paradise into the energies of space. This self-same conjoint actor, this God of action, is the perfect expression of the limitless plans and purposes of the Father Son, while functioning himself as the source of mind and the bestower of intellect upon the creatures of a far-flung cosmos. 5. The Deity Absolute. The causational, potentially personal possibilities of universal reality, the totality of all deity potential. The Deity Absolute is the purposive qualifier of the unqualified, absolute, and non-deity realities. The Deity Absolute is the qualifier of the absolute and the absolutizer of the qualified, the destiny inceptor. 6. The Unqualified Absolute. Static, reactive, and abeyant, the unrevealed cosmic infinity of the I Am, totality of non-deified reality and finality of all non-personal potential. Space limits the function of the unqualified, but the presence of the unqualified is without limit, infinite. There is a concept periphery to the master universe, but the presence of the unqualified is limitless. Even eternity cannot exhaust the boundless quiescence of this non-deity absolute. 7. The Universal Absolute. Unifier of the deified and the undeified, correlator of the absolute and the relative. The Universal Absolute, being static, potential, and associative, compensates the tension between the ever-existent and the uncompleted. The seven absolutes of infinity constitute the beginnings of reality. As mortal minds would regard it, the first source and center would appear to be antecedent to all absolutes. But such a postulate, however helpful, is invalidated by the eternity coexistence of the Son, the Spirit, the three absolutes, and the Paradise Isle. It is a truth that the absolutes are manifestations of the I Am, first source and center. It is a fact that these absolutes never had a beginning, but are coordinate eternals with the first source and center. The relationships of absolutes in eternity cannot always be presented without involving paradoxes in the language of time and in the concept patterns of space. But regardless of any confusion concerning the origin of the seven absolutes of infinity, it is both fact and truth that all reality is predicated upon their eternity existence and infinity relationships.